Good morning. It's a 2-degree spring day here in Oakville. I'm Brad Northcote with the Monday morning headlines. Police are looking for a St. Catharines man wanted for the first-degree murder of his 7-year-old stepson. Niagara Police announced Sunday they would seek a Canada-wide warrant for the arrest of Justin Kyer. The boy's mother, Whitney Dumas, found her son Nathan gravely injured at around 10:15 a.m. Saturday. The crime has been connected to a stabbing at RBC on Martindale Road on Thursday. A lawyer representing a 22-year-old Ancaster man, charged in connection with a massive hack of Yahoo emails, says his client will fight extradition to the United States. U.S. authorities said Wednesday Karim Baratov and 3 others were indicted for charges including computer hacking and economic espionage. He's promised to unite the right. Jason Kenney plans to merge Alberta's Progressive Conservatives with the Wild Rose Party, which currently sits as Alberta's official opposition. Wild Rose leader Brian Jean plans to meet with Kenney today. He has not been criminally charged, but embattled Senator Don Meredith continues to face calls to resign over allegations by the Senate Ethics Watchdog that Meredith had a sexual relationship with a teenager. A Masters of Social Work student in Ontario who pleaded guilty to accessing personal health information of 5 people without authorization will pay an unprecedented $25,000 penalty. Ontario's Information and Privacy Commissioner Brian Beamish says the unnamed student was on an educational placement with a family health team in Central Huron. As part of a plea deal, she acknowledged accessing the personal information of 139 individuals, including family and friends. In entertainment news, Drake has released More Life, a 22-track project which serves as more of a custom playlist than a traditional album. The album features a mix of catchy Afrobeats and house vibes. Notably absent is a rumored collaboration with Toronto rapper The Weeknd. Nominations are open until April 10th for Oakville's 16th Annual Community Spirit Awards. That's all for now. Tune in for more updates at 1:30.